Okay, we are going to start from the Mishnah. And we did the Mishnah. We did the Mishnah yesterday about Midah, Keneged Midah. We'll start the Gemara, Amar of Yosef, Chesem of Beis, the Gemara. Amar of Yosef, Amar Gav, the Midah Betela, the Midah Loibatu. Even though the Midah of Arba Mises, the measurement, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu treated people through the mitzvah, the obligation of Bezin to kill people in four different ways is gone. But Bimida, meaning the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu does punish today, is still, again, Bimida, is similar to those Arba Mises. The Amar of Yosef. So this is a different Mida, connected Mida, let me explain. A person that's Mechal Shabbos, or he does Mishkav Sachar, he's Chayav Skila, right? The Skila is not visibly a Mida, connected Mida. We don't view, we can't see why Skila is a Mida, connected Mida for serving Avodah Zarah. We understand it's a severe Avera, we understand he needs a severe punishment, but we don't see the Mida, connected Mida, which the Mishnah was trying to tell us, that by sight that we actually see, the way we treat her is the opposite of the way she acted. There's a getter of, that we can visibly see how we're reacting to her behavior in the opposite way. And the Gemara is going to be marach of that. But in the over here we're talking about that a Kodesh Baruch Hu prescribed four different ways of killing people. Those things are not negated today because there's no bezin to enforce them. A Kodesh Baruch Hu enforces them in a different way, but symbolizes, or is similar, I should use better than symbolize, is similar to those four mises. The Amar of Yosef, the Chayim Tani Rav Chia. It's interesting, Rav Yosef is saying this, and the Gemara seems to be quoting him for himself. The Chayim Tani Rav Chia, it's a Braisa. Miyoyim Shechar and Beis HaMikdash Abdish HaBatlo Sanhedri, Arba Mises Loibatlo. The Arba Mises still continue. And the question is, well, Batlu, they were Batlu. And the Din Arba Mises were Batlu. The halacha of the Arba Mises is not Batlu, meaning the Rabbeinu Shlalem takes care of people in a similar way to the Arba Mises. Mishin is Chayev Skila. One who's Chayev Skila either falls from a roof, because that was the big part of Skila, was they threw him down from a high place. Not too high. Interesting. Only stay kaimis, only two heights of a person, two floors, because higher than that, his body might fall apart. And we're not going to be mavaza his body that it should break into pieces, but high enough that he should be able to die from the fall. And then they stoned him if necessary. Interesting that it's called skila, even though skila is the second thing they did, if it was necessary. That a wild animal tramples him, which is also throws him to the ground and tramples him. That is similar to skila by the fact that he's thrown to the ground by this wild beast.
They drop on his head?
They dropped him. They pushed him down. He had no way of breaking the fall. And he landed the way he landed. Meaning, we didn't control the way he landed. He had no way of breaking the fall because they tied his hands. He had no way of breaking the fall, so he fell. Hit his, whatever part of the body landed. And then if he didn't die from the fall, they stoned him. Rashi. We have got, I just like to do some Rashi. We have got the Mida, Asma Betelu, Shepaskai, Bebisis Bezen, the Mida Lebatu, Shemaitim Lulhem, Loiva, Averi, Bebidu, Shemeschai, Bebba. They treat the Ivar Avera in the way they're supposed to be. And again, it's a different aspect of Mida Keneged Mida than the Mishnah. The Amar Rav Yosef, the Gemara Kama, the Amar Rav Yosef, the Gemara is saying, Rav Yosef said this elsewhere. The Chayim Tani. Din Arba Mises, Din Shemayim Tid Gemasai. Which is similar. Two heights of the person. Echem and Eid and Bava Dachva, and one of the witnesses pushed him down. The lion, Darsai tramples him with his nails. Umapilo the Aretz throws him to the ground. That is similar to Skila, yes, doctor.
Frankly, it's very hard to imagine to fall from that height being lethal without head trauma. He's pushed in such a way from my head.
I have no proof to that at all. Again, if you want to say, you know, I'm a very big believer that if people like to speculate, they can speculate all they want. I don't stop people from speculating. I didn't say it would be lethal. All I said is they threw him down. If it was lethal, it was lethal. And if it wasn't lethal, they stoned him.
I'm aware of that.
Okay, so it didn't have to be lethal. Yes.
Did he survive such a fall? He survived such a fall. Is that him and anyone?
Nothing at all. They just dropped stones on him.
No. Somebody falls off the ladder.
I don't know. I'm not a... You'll have to talk to Daily Charles to see what lesson he should learn.
Rabbi?
Hold one second, Harvey. Yes, I'm sorry.
Stone.
First one stone, then if that didn't work. Yes, I'm sorry. Harvey.
Would Raphael had said the same thing about back in the day when it could have been done if one of the Adam had died or the warning had not been sufficient and the person was in fact, quote-unquote, for whatever it was, that such a thing would also happen to him if it didn't happen at the hands of the...
Yeah, I think so, but I don't have a proof. I speculate, yes.
It's just hard to... It's hard to understand. It's hard to understand in the current days, because so many times there was no execution. It was so difficult to execute somebody.
Right. So again, I speculate, yes. Harvey wanted to know the time of Bezin without a straw, would they get killed this way? Okay, that's my right. Mission is chayv straight for a knife with leka. Chavonel is letting it get burnt. A nachash makisha, he gets bitten by a snake, which puts the venom in, which burns his insides. Mission is chayv hariga, hereg. Or Nimsel Malchus, either is executed by the government, or Listenbar and Olav, or robbers execute him. And they usually execute him by, in those days there were no guns, they used to execute him by chopping his head off, which is what Herig was. Bashi, Dr. Bashi, Nachash Makishrei V'Aris Sarfai, and the venom burns him. Nimsel Malchus, Umisus Malchus Matizin Esrei Shemesayev. Government used to kill a person with a sword. Back to the Gemara. Mishin is Chayv Chanika, when it was Chayv Chenik. Oy Tavei Ben Nohar, Rachman al-Lutman, he dies of lack of air. Oy Meis B'Sarunchi, which is the kind of illness that blocks the airways. Rashi Bumlimit, B'Chayli B'Greinai, it is an illness in a person's throat which can block the airways, and he basically chokes to death.
I think it's important.
Yeah, let me hear.
A person dies,
he's dead. That usually happens, yes.
Drowns, okay. We are not, we should not...
Correct. It's not our job to judge him. Correct. This is the Rabbi Shalom's way. We don't judge people by the way they die today to say they were chayim.
Even if it's a person drowning,
again, I'll say it, you're 100% right. It is not for us to judge people at all. In fact, we should never be judging people unless we're on Bezin, unless it has been. It's not our job. Right. If we are judging people, we should be done the Mechavschos. That's what the halacha says. Dr. Gemara, by the Tanya, hey, Rabbi Eimer. Minayin should be Midah Shah, the Midah, Midah, Law. Where is the source of Midah, Keneged Midah? Now, the truth is, there is a source in the Torah. But the source doesn't say that that's what always happens. The source says that that's what happened when Yisroi said, he said, the Rebbeinu Shalom punished them, Midah Keneged Midah. But it doesn't say that this is the way the Rebbeinu Shalom always acts. That is not the source that this is the Rebbeinu Shalom's way of modus operandi. He said, in that case, this is what happened. That's why the Gemara brings other psukim. Shenemar. Besasa, Bishalcha Terivena. In the same measurement that they sinned, you send them how does he translate it? You send them to oblivion?
If you
Can you speak? I can't hear you.
You shall contend her when you send her away. With a precise measure, you shall contend her when you send her away.
What's treven, though? What?
Content,
oh yeah. So Kranchi Basasa, with Taik Isa Sa Atma, in the very measurement, Shata Mashalka. Shata Mashalka, when you send her Lavadoi to Ravenna, Lavadoi, when you send her to be destroyed, to Ravenna, you should contend within that same measurement. That tells me big Averis. Saw is viewed as a larger measurement. So, Drashi Ainli Elisah Averi Gdela. How about Tarkov? Not such a large Avera. Chati Tarkov. Even a Tarkov is a half a saw. A kav, a saw is six kav. And a Tarkov is tre kav, which means three kav. The Chati Tarkov and a half a Tarkov is a quarter of a sub, kav, which is a sixth of a sub, chati kav, which is a twelfth of a sub, raiva of a kav is a 24th of a sub, and chati raiva is a 48th of a sub. Tumim v'uchla, I don't remember, one of them is a 64th, the other one I don't remember what it is, does Arsko say? Rashi just says they're very small. Wait, one second, what does Arsko say? So I can't hear you, what?
Are you weighing
Averis by the pound here? I'll get to that in a second. Answer me what the Oscar says on Tumma Vokla. Can't hear you. Okay. And Ukla? Okay. Whatever it is, they're small measurements, Minayan. Basically, the Gemara's question is, maybe Minayan meters are bigger Averis. How do I know smaller Averis, smaller than that, smaller than that, smaller than that, smaller than that, that also has Minayan meter? Because the Pasuk uses Sasa. Sasa is a major measurement. That corresponds to Averis, to a major Avera. I'm a minor Averis, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu also treat them either connected meter or not. What is the source? Talmud Loimar, he calls Sa'ayin Sa'ayin Barash. How does he translate those words?
For every measure is measured with noise.
Every measure is measured with noise. It says the word kikol. Any measure, regardless of its size, that's how most unfortunate learn. Mashal learned Sa'ayin means big and small. Others learn from the word kikol. Every measure is measured with noise, meaning the reaction fits the measure regardless of the size of the measure. And we're using measure to the severity of the Avera, how big the Avera is. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Tarkav Chatzisa, Tarikav, the Haidu Gimelkav, Tarim of Oklahoma Shkos, Tarimam, they're small. Wait, Shurim, but Basra, Bukus, and Sriva. Okay, yes.
I don't know. What is big and what is small?
By the way the Torah prescribes the punishment, usually. Usually. No, I didn't say that. We don't do anything. We daven to the Rebbe Shlomo. That's what we do, and we learn Torah and do mitzvahs. It's not our job to figure any of this out.
That's exactly my question. So why do we have to try to figure out what that
is? Who said we figure it out? All we're saying is that how the Rebbe Shlomo behaves. That's not our job to figure it out. But a person should be aware that there might be some possibility that they can meet them. That's all.
I think maybe every Aver is a big thing, a big Aver.
Every Aver is a terrible Avera. But there's a big difference between not answering Amen and being Michal Shabbos.
Doesn't it sound big Avera?
Again, there's big and bigger and bigger and bigger. So if you want to use the term big, I don't mind. The Gemara is saying some means a very big Avera. Then there are smaller Averis. You can't deny that there's Agus of Averis. The Pasuk says so. Samachai of Miskila, Samachai of Shefa, Samachai of Herek, Samachai of Chenek, Samachai of Chorus, Samachai of Mitzvah Shemayim, Samachai of Malchus, Samachai of not even that. So doesn't that show the different stages of severity of Avera? Every Avera is terrible because your body doesn't want a person to do it and he did it. really denying that. We're not saying little Averas don't count.
And which also is something that we know is so big that means big.
All it's saying is that Rabbi Nisham reacts mida kenegad mida. The pasuk that told us that talked about big Averas. So the Gemara wants to know, how do I know that that way of acting towards us encompasses all of it? That's all the Gemara is saying. That's all it's saying. Anything else, you can say your own brushes. It's not what the Gemara is saying.
Why are we going to this meeting? Can I give meeting a personal example? The Rebbe said about 4 minutes ago,
if a
person is done with Adam Chavschus, guess what? Hashem says, oh, you do that Chavschus? I'm doing the same thing.
There's a Chazal. If you're done with Chavschus, the Rebbe Hashem is done with the Chavschus.
Okay.
However, I have a big problem with this. Because my Mishnah, the line after me, the child of Maidaba, did not say your pshat.
I know, my question.
Instead, he kushed as Atzma.
I know.
But the Mishnah is not trying to say your pshat. Your pshat is good for a Musar Shmooze when you want to give people chizuk. That's great. And it's true. Not even if it's not true. It's 100% true. But that's not what the Mishnah is trying to get across. The Mishnah is trying to say, Amida Kenegad Amida, that doesn't sound so nice. It's not so, yes, everything is great and wonderful, 2024. The Mishnah is saying there's consequences to actions, and the consequences to actions are similar to the actions themselves. Portray a reaction to that.
Hashem does meaning a mida.
Exactly.
That's what it means here.
Yes, it's all it means. I mean, I told you a million times, my job is to translate what it says, not to tell what the Mishnah is what to write. This is what the Mishnah is writing. Now, you're trying to tell me you would have worded it differently? Maybe.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, I don't do these things on the Mishnah, or Pesukim and Moron. I just react to what it says. It says, this is what the Mishnah explains. What is the Midish on the Midish by this lie? He kissed us. The Mishnah continues and explains it. Yes, Yankee. Okay. Sorry? Thank you. Yes. Okay. Thank you. I mean, I should go Bruta, Mr. Rev.
That was Yisro's.
I said Yisro said it.
No,
I said that.
What I meant was, that was his Makapatish, why I'm giving in.
Not so sure, but maybe. I mean, Rav Matasyo learns like you, so I'm not going to argue with you. But you could have learned that was after he became a Yid already, when Moshe told it to him. Right? Atiyah Dati, Yod Lashem Yikadu Lehem, doesn't mean that this is the point that you... It could be. I'm not arguing with you, but it's not a Chumash here, so we can move on. Yes?
Moshe, the difference
between believing
and knowing.
Right,
you
know,
right.
That's true. How do I know that if a person doesn't get punished, it doesn't mean that the Rabbanu Shlalom threw it away. He's just keeping it in account, and then Rachman al-Islam, when a person does many small Averis, all of a sudden he gets hit. Because now the Averis have reached a point that the Rabbanu Shlalom is ready to punish. Why he doesn't punish right away? That's the Rabbanu Shlalom's Chishmaitis. Maybe he's waiting for the person to do tshuva. There might be other chishbainas. But it's saying, do not think, a person should not think, that when he did an avera and there was no punishment, that the avera didn't count. How do I know that? Shenemar, like it says, Tabalaymar, achas lim tshecheshbon. One by one to get to account. Meaning, nothing gets shoved under the rug. Now, tshuva can erase things. And we don't necessarily know how the Rabbi Nisham erases sin. But nobody should say that the Rabbi Nisham shoves things under the rug and doesn't count up. That's all it's saying. Rashi. And I should go put the Rabbi Shalai Nifr Ben Apam Rishayin Roshniya Lai Vitra Lai Rabbi Shalai did not throw it away. A Mitzarfen Lai Lai Se Cheshman. Zog to Gemara. V'chei Metzinu B'Saitam. And now we're going to have a lengthy discussion about Saitam. We're going to have a Shemamidah Shemadah Dabah Mother Dula. The way she acted That's how it reacts to her. A reaction to an action. The Gemara is going to give you examples. Now, that doesn't mean every Saita did every one of those things. But it's saying the way women behave when they are Saitas is they do certain actions. Does every Saita do them? No. Does some Saitas do them? Yes. And it's saying that the Torah's reaction to a behavior that possibly, or some of them probably, happened by Saita. He amda pesach beisadli raslai. She made herself visible to him. She showed herself to him. How do things start? When they notice each other. Now, if she's called kvuda bas melech nima, he wouldn't be noticed. Obviously, she made herself visible. Therefore, the fichach v'kayim amida shar niknar, he puts her right in the middle of public traffic, because Shar Nikna was the main entrance to the Azara. There were other entrances, but that was the main entrance to the Azara. Umara Kleina Lakayel and shows her embarrassment to everybody. She's put in the middle of Grand Central Station, Marshal. And so, because that's a reaction. You didn't keep yourself private, so the Rabbi Nishlam is punishing you by putting you in a public area. Rashi, Le Rosloi, what does Bay say? Pirchasa Kenegdai. I don't know what that means. I think it means, not sure. Oh, that's the next Rashi. I'm sorry. The next Rashi. He pirsa lai sudrinoin. She put on nice clothing, Arisha, nice kerchiefs. Again, to draw attention. The fika kaya naito kibam Arisha. The Rashi pirkasa lai connecta, I think, means she went towards him, figuratively. Keep up the effort, kerchief. Maharisha, Manicha Sankas Arklai, he throws it to the floor. Takes off her head covering and just throws it to the floor.
Again,
hope she doesn't have an expensive shape. Well, yes.
But again, I want everyone to realize this, that this, a lot of time it's the man that's doing it.
Again, I talked about this yesterday. Like, he cuts the weapon now. She made her face look beautiful with makeup. Lefichach menah marikais, the punishment is, when she drinks, she turns green. He kach l'voyneha, she made up her eyes. Lefichach enah boltais, her eyes protrude. That's part of the punishment of a saita. He kach l'asara, she braided her hair for him. Lefichach kain saiser asara, he takes apart her braid. He arasal lai ba'atzba, she hinted to him with her finger that he should come towards her. The vichach diperneha nishreis, her nails fall off. He chagru loy betiltzul, she put on nice belts. The vichach kayim maybe chevel hamitzri, he brings this thing made out of date, of fonds, I think it's date best. The kayshul alamayla medida, and he ties it on top of her breast that shouldn't fall down her clothing. He pashtalas yirecha, she extended her thigh to him. The fichach yirecha nefelas, that's why her thigh falls apart. He kablasa al karesa, she kept accepted him on top of her body and her stomach. The fichach bitnatzava, her stomach swells. He akalasa madana yailam, and it's not necessarily in order. She fed him the sweets of the world, meaning she took care of him. The fichach karbana macho behema, carbon is barley, which is a macho behema. The only one of two korbanos that are barley, Saitra and Milchus Aymer. He is Kasasa Yai Mishubach, the Kaisers Mishubachim. She gave him nice, good wine in good cups. The Vichar Kayam Mashka Mayim Hamorim, bitter water. The Makidi Shocheres in a cup of, I don't know, Makidi Taiches, a jug.
Earthenware fire pot.
What?
Fire pot.
Earthenware fire pot. Now, the Mishraim speak out that the symbolic thing of Cheres is that the only way to get its tom out is to break it. You cannot kasher Cheres. So the symbolism here is that what she did is Cheres. It's in her, and she cannot be kashered unless she gets killed. Rabbi Abchaya says that she also doesn't have Tchiyas HaMesim, because Cheres cannot be fixed. It has to be remade from the beginning. This is Rabbeinu Bechaya, who says that a Saita who is guilty, again, I'm just quoting Rabbeinu Bechaya, will not have Kliyas HaMeisim. We'll finish a little bit more. He asks a Beseitzer, she acted privately. Yoshim Beseitzer El Yain, the one who's private upstairs, the Rebbein Shleilim, Samba upon him, puts his face to her, meaning the Lashon of punishment, like the one who punishes, the tyrant uses the term the Samti Anias Panai. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I leave everything else just to take care of this. It's the way the Torah expresses it. Not the Rebbein Shlom stops and starts, not a first to mention, but the Torah expresses it that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it his business to punish her. Shenemar, V'ayin Nayav Shomra Neshev Lamar, the eye of the Bio, the adulterer, waits for the evening to say, Lois is Shuvenu Ayin, no eye will see me. B'seisr Panim Yasim. B'seisr, in the Rebbein Shlom, who's B'seisr Panim Yasim, will put his face to it, meaning he will punish them. Never Achaim. He Yasim said B'seisr, Hamalkim Pirsim Abigali. She did things privately, the Rebbein Shlom exposes her. Exposes her, meaning lets people know. Shenemar, T'chasa Sina, B'mashoim, T'gala Ra'asim B'mashoim. One who covers hated behavior in the darkness, Tigala Rasa Bakal. Rashi. Look, Rashi, Panamanika, Sunday, Lucky Tunnel, the Kaman, Aina Maspekas Lushka, she doesn't finish drinking, Japanama Rika, she starts getting green, right now, Baltus in her eyes protrude. By the way the eyes are concentrated, she put on makeup on her whole face. Why is the eyes? Eyes is part of the attraction. People are attracted by eyes more than anything else. And Rasulai Matsu, Ramzaloy Lova Etzla. By the way, the eyes are the key to where it says a college now, Yapas and Chikabadika. Eyes are a key to what goes on inside. If you ever look at a Gadol's eyes, or many a Gedalim eyes, you see that there's like they live in a higher plane just by looking in their eyes. The Makita Shokharis, Sukha Umaguna Shabakaisis, it's the lowest of the cups. Thumb upon him, Panai, he takes his time. Live for me, man. The Santani is Panai, the Santi Panai. Kulam Lashem Poinani Mikala Sakai. The Hashem says, I stop everything I'm doing, but it's Kani Behem and I work with them. Chasa Sinib Mashoin, I'm a Chasa Dover Asami Lamokim Mashoin Bechayshach, to my Shoya. Shoya is a Maisa Bechayshach who does it in the darkness. Period. Yes, Doctor.
Question for Dan. As far as the Harris, conjured by shattering it.
That's not conjuring it. That's remaking it. So he says that Kliyas HaMeisim is not remaking it. This is what Rebbeinu Chai says. I'm just quoting Rebbeinu Chai.
No,
not my own stickle diver.
Here, the thing is, you can use fragments of shards of pottery for trying it to take it. You can use shards of pottery
again,
for voting. That's where we get the word ostracized.
Again, I'll just quote it Rebbeinu Chai. Yeah.
But in general,
when
a
random guy says you won't have
to
use a mate, it's pretty literal. I think he's rather very literal. I know, and I don't mean you because you're not that way, but there are people that like this. Everything's great and everything's wonderful, and all you have to say is it's my bad and everything's over and done with. But the Torah doesn't necessarily work that way.
No,
I said that. I'm not
no,
saying
no,
that.
No,
I didn't
no,
say
no, that. Incidentally, the lesson says everybody.
I know, but I'm not going there now. We're not learning. We're not going there now.
He's not brought to your slime or anything.
No. No, he's not.
So he doesn't go through this shameful.
No, he does not. And we pointed that out yesterday, but he does get punished with her punishment. Yeah, but he doesn't go through the shaming, and we punished it. He said yesterday that there seems to be more blame put on her than on him. Because we say that she's the one that made herself available.
I hate to say this too tangled. I understand it.
I only say what the Torah says. Again, I didn't write the Torah. So, my job is to study, not to rewrite. Right there.
As you know, anybody makes a translation automatically makes a comment.
I realize. Right there. Umiyacha, Frank the Gemara. Umiyacha, the Navkula, Michikol, Sosayim, Barash. If the pasuk says any measurement is measured with noise, so why did we need the first pasuk for big averus? Any measurement that includes small and big. So besasim shachatir v'elamali. So what is the point that it says that in the big measurement they will be sent away with contention or with contention? I forgot the right word you used. But basically, Hashem will punish them. Midah. We already have everything. It's coming to tell us. Reb Chinin de Bar Papa's halacha statement, I should say. Some Reb Chinin de Bar Papa. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nifrom in the Umma. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not punish a nation at Shas Shulucha until he's ready to destroy them. Meaning, when the nation gets punished, it ceases to be a nation, or at least a powerful nation. Shenamar. The Sasa Bishalcha Trivena. When they reach the Madrega of a full saw and they're ready to be punished, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends them away contentionally, whatever Trivena meant over there. Rashi? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. You have to understand, there's a fan behind me. I don't know if it's supposed to be on, not supposed to be on, but it's in my ears, and therefore every time somebody speaks, I have to overcome the fan.
Maybe you missed it, but
did we do the first Miyachar Danavka? Did we do that before? No, I did not. Thank you. I skipped it. Miyachar Danavka Miyachas L'Achas L'mtzicheshven. So if he calls Saul, sorry, Barash, Lamali. It says Hashem keeps track of everything. So what is the pasuk he calls Saul, sorry, Barash? The answer is L'Kedmida. Keeping Cheshven doesn't mean Hashem punishes me to Kedmida. He calls Saul, sorry, Barash teaches us me to Kedmida. He calls on Shibolu Lamdeinu Shavah Averus Ketanis to cross the metal. That Hashem punishes small Averus. Lomeli, Machas Lachas Navka. Says he punishes each one. The Kamida base, what does it say? Lamdenu Shibamida Shemaitan Baitan Lai. Haperoi Meina Chet. The punishment is similar to the Chet. Shilucha Ibudu Mina Oilam. Yes.
Talking about the nation.
Yes.
And that's the same thing as a single person.
Now, again, now we're saying now that for a single person we have another pasuk. Kisal Son Sayyid Barash. So what do we need the other pasuk of Besasa Bishalcha Trivena? The answer is, sometimes there's a punishment to a nation as a whole. That, when it happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's ready to punish them, the punishment is gone, out, finished. No second chances.
He destroys the whole nation.
Yes. No, we're not going to ask any Chumash questions because we're going to let the Gemara do its thing first. Zabti Gemara Vaita. Ain't he? Not that way. Lama Rava, Shloisha Kaisis Amuras in Mitzrayim Lama. Says three Kaisis in the dream of the Sar Eifim. Why is, the Sar Mashkim. Why are there three cups? Shloisha Kaisis, whatever the Pasuk says. Achas Shashas Abimei Maisha. One is to say they will drink a cup of punishment in the days of Maisha. And one will happen from Nebuchadnezzar in the days of Pari Nechei. I think it means the lame Pari. And the third one will be when the guy by Mashiach, when the Rachel will take care of all the nations, the tribe will get taken care of there as well. Now the question is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of them, doesn't that destroy them? So why in the world did he get two more chances? Right, that's the Gemara's kasha. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shilucha Gimel Kaisis, Mechaloi Mai, Shosar Amashtin, Dimei Pare Nechei, Lovoi Nubchanetzer Melech Bubble, Lahakas Eseretz Mitzrayim. This, I believe, is in Yirmiah, that Nubchanetzer will come and destroy Eretz Mitzrayim, to punish Mitzrayim. Im Chavirisaha, Nibayis HaMashiach, Amor Le Nidrizim HaMaka Rishayna, they're still alive. I'm going to ask no questions until I finish the next piece of Gemara. The key tema, you're going to say it's not the same Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim used to be before Sancheret. After Sancheret, all nations were mixed up. So what we see now is this is before Nebuchadnezzar. The nation that Nebuchadnezzar punished is not the same Mitzrayim. It's a different nation that lived in Mitzrayim. So it could be in the Havamina of the Gemara that maybe after Moshe Rabbeinu's days, the Mitzrayim were gone, and there was a new nation that occupied Mitzrayim. Maybe. Like the Gra says, the Mitzrayim is when Yamsuf happened. Not only, it's really a Chazal, not only did they get punished in the Yamsuf, but in Mitzrayim they got punished as well. Kashem Nilchem Lehem in Mitzrayim. So maybe, this is the Gemara's Havamina, can't ask me a question that got punished three times. The country got punished three times. The nation was gone after the first time, maybe. That's the Gemara, it's not true. It's a Tanya. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I had a friend who was a Ger Mitzri in the days student of Rabbi Kiva. This is what he said. Ani Mitzri Rishon. I am a first generation Ger. But Asasi Mitzri Shishayna. I married a woman. That's a first generation Ger Mitzri. Asu Lebni Mitzri Shniya. Kadei Shei Ben Bini. Motu Lava Bekol. Now, if the Mitzrayim were gone after Moshe, what's he talking about? He's a Ger Mitzri? What, he came from Mitzrayim? It's a different nation. The difference is, Mitzrayim is the same Mitzrayim. That's what it seems to say. So, why didn't he say that Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes a nation gone? They're not gone. They're around for three of them. And for the Gemara, Eli Itmar Hochi Itmar. The king doesn't get punished until the Rebbe Shlomo is ready to wipe that, wave him out. The nation lasts. Mr. Pari is gone. The king is gone. New government. Rashi. Zog to Rashi. They're all destroyed. It's daughter of a Mitzvah Giyaris, a Ger Mitzvi. Shatehi Shnia Legeris. Kidei Shei Ben Bini Shlishi Veroi Lissa Bas Yisrael. Dichsev. Bonim Hashiv Oldu Lehem Dar Shlishi Yavlam Mechal Hashem. Now here comes Rashi. It says something very interesting. There's a Masechta Yevamah that says a Machleik is going to go by father or mother when there's a first generation and a second generation Mitzvi. Rashi decides that we go by the worst one, regardless father or mother, which is not the opinion of either of them or Roem there. But this is what Rashi says. Shim, Haya, Yisi Meisi Lebni Mitzvah Rishayna, Haya Ben Beni Sheini. If my son would marry a Mitzvah Rishayna, even though he's a Sheini, my grandson would be a Sheini. Mitzaray, I'm going to be Yavamas of a Kedushin, Bana Shivadulam, Halalachab Sulan. Go by the worst one, either father or mother. Now again, in Yavamas is a Machlaikas, you go by father or mother. Rashi's saying you go by either of the one who's worse. Almadai Mitzumay, Yilusharu, most of the term love of Mikomiyat. Miyam and less the period. Now Rashi has a problem. Because the Gemara in Brachas brings Rabbi Kiva's opinion that Mitzrim could come to call because Sancheriv moves them around. So what is the Gemara trying to prove from Minyamin? It's not true. Zakhtrashi, Minyamin left leg, held the Amr Bebrachas. Minyamin did not agree with Rabbi Kiva. This I might have by Mitzrim a term love of a call. Shkarol Sancheriv a bubas kalumas. Minyamin disagreed, and Taisa says many Tarnoim disagreed with Rabbi Kiva. But at least Minyamin, when he spoke, felt he was a Mitzri. You made a mistake. So Rabbi Kiva's opinion was that Minyamin Taka was not a Mitzri after Sancheriv, but not right after Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Kasha, the Gemara is still a Kasha. The Gemara's answer is, it's not going on the nation, it's going on the king. And there were a whole bunch of questions just for Elisha. Yes.
Anyways.
What?
Thank you, anyways.
Yes. No question. Fine. That's the Gemara right. A Mamer, Masna Lohadram Chinid Bapapaha. A Mamer learned Rav Chinid Bapapa said that statement. He learned it on a different Gemara. Again, on a different Pasuk. He didn't say it on the Pasuk of Asasa, said it on a different Pasuk. What is the Pasuk? My Dechsev, Kani Hashem Lo Shenisi. I am Hashem. I never repeated myself. Is that what he says?
Never changed.
Never changed. V'atim b'nei Yaakov lo chalisa. You b'nei Yaakov never got destroyed. Ani Hashem lo shenisi lo ekesi l'uma v'shenisi lo. That was the drasha. I never punished the nation and have to repeat it. V'atim b'nei Yaakov lo chalisa. Hainu d'chsev chitza yachal abam. Hashem said, I will use up all my arrows. Chitza yachalim. Behenein and Kalim. Klal Yisrael will survive forever. So that pasuk is what Rav Chinid Bar Papa said, because Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish a nation twice. And on that pasuk, we went through the same Shaka Bataria, and ended up that he meant the king. Rashi. Chitza. Sorry? No, it doesn't matter, Rabba. By Bnei Yisrael, they will never get destroyed. By Goyim, they hit a point, gone. By Klal Yisrael, they're never gone. Rashi Haman Amikra Zechi Tekolim Makai Tekolus. Now, okay, now. Right, so Tosfos has a problem here. Because we're contrasting the Yidden and the Goyim, so the Teretz that it's going in a king is much more difficult. We're saying, by the Goyim, Vay Shanisi. And by the Yidden, I never destroyed them. By the Goyim, I destroyed them once. And by Yidden, I never destroyed them. Now, we had a problem, because the Yaman said that the Mitzvah was still around. And we answered him at the king. So I said, that's good in the first Pasuk. But in the second Pasuk, it's contrasting nations. In nations, how does it work? If Tyson's wife starts here, doesn't have an answer. So if Tyson doesn't have an answer, neither do I. But that's Tyson's question. Because to say it's going in a king is not an equal contrast. Now, this is a Pasuk, by the way. Kibchol Hagoyim Esther Kolom, V'Oish Cholay Esther Kolom. Mashiach comes, the Rebbeinu Shlom will take care of all the nations, and Klal Yisrael will be around. Rambam said, and other Gedolei Yisrael said the same thing. That I heard it in Klal Yisrael also. And this is the purpose of the UN. Because when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a nation, let's say Nepal. They'll say, we never bothered Jews. Why are we getting punished? How'd you vote in the UN? How did you vote when they had a vote against Eretz Yisrael? What was your vote? What do you mean you never bothered Jews? How did you vote in the UN? So Kibichal HaGoyim Master Kala. They all voted in the UN. That was, I heard from Clayton Greer, but that's why we need a UN. A UN is to make sure that no nation will ever be able to claim that they didn't bother Jews. That was the tachlis of the UN. I heard Rapam said something similar. I don't know exactly how he said it. The Gleason Grammar said it this way. And that was the purpose of the UN. Why is there a UN? So he didn't say the nation of Paul. Whatever nation it is, they never had Jews there. They never bothered Jews. Yeah, but you look at who voted in the UN. That's enough. Yes.
Everything on this earth has a purpose, and I could never figure out the UN.
I heard this from Gleason Grammar. The
Shabbat. But when did he
say
for what?
I think when around the time, it could be not exactly, when the UN voted that Zionism is racism at one point in the 70s. I think he said it at that time. He could have said it any time. He could have said it last week. Do you know what I mean? Exactly, as I'm saying. So he said, that's what happens. Give a call, go ahead and ask the call up. Because they deserve to be asked the color. So I usually ask the color. So I saw one of the swarm say, I believe the Rabbi Pano. And the difference is, because by Yidden, the Rabbi Pano wants us to do tshuva. So there is constant punishment, unfortunately. We always have tzar. It's to waken us up, do tshuva. And little by little, the Rebbe Shlom wipes away our chataim. But it's by goyim, it doesn't punish them right away. And they act terrible, gone. Meaning they're not doing tshuva anyway. Now, will there be goyim that do tshuva and stay around the Maisa Mashiach? It's mashma chazal, there will be. I'm not here to tell that. We'll wait and see. Maybe wait a few more days and we'll know. But I don't, at this point, I don't think. But that's what the pasuk is saying. Yashem Moshin, see? Because it's different. The Marshal the Medrash says, if somebody had to throw a rock at his child, because his child did a certain avera, that the einish was to throw a big rock. So what did the king do when he had to throw a rock at his kid? He broke the rock into little pebbles, and he threw the pebbles at his kid. So he ended up throwing the whole rock, but he did it pebble by pebble by pebble. So the child survives. Yes. You don't like it?
No, no, no. I say not like it.
Yes.
And in every judgment on Israel,
it's the ego, right? I'm Pumpkin Pagazi, yes.
What other Averos, I'm not testing Rebbe, are like this? So,
meaning?
Once they're finished,
they're gone. What, the Eilam Chelek Lelabah? This is the whole Mechelek.
I know, I'm saying, but it was
Sota. Faith is not mentioned there. It's Rabbi Nebuchaya. That's the Shita. The Gemara in Sreit does not mention Sreit in those
other. Yeah, good question. I'm wondering why not.
I don't know. Good question. That's what it is.
Did he say that nations of Mishnah would also lose all
Mishnah? Yeah, I'll tell you the difference. That bothered me also, your question.
What was the question?
Why every Eishasish then loses Olam Haba? Why are we saying... And the Gemara says the Pharisee that a violation Eishasish has Olam Haba. Eishasish has Olam Haba. The way I understood it is as follows. When an Eishasish gets caught, and she's taken to bed to be punished, she says vidui. She does tshuva. She sees she's going to get killed. She does tshuva. So if the tshuva is mechaper, then she gets Olam Haba. This saita is denying. She lives in denial. She's denying it up to the fact that the water kills her. She's not admitting. The Eishes Ish that gets caught goes through the stage of repentance. She sees the consequences. This Saita is not believing in the consequences. Why in the world is she drinking? Why is she drinking? Is she idiotic? The Torah tells her she's going to die. And she drinks.
The other consequence, she says, I was
Mekame. Then she's not a Saita, then she doesn't drink. Yeah, then she can do tshuva. No, she has no aid in the Lashra.
Okay, thank you.
But at least she has the opportunity to do tshuva. This lady had the opportunity to do tshuva too. And not only does she not do tshuva, she's rejecting, in a certain sense, that the sight of water works. She's basically saying, I don't believe in this stuff. Well, if you don't believe in this stuff, you'll be the proof.
Yes,
yeah, okay, again. But 3 years later, she's dead this way. No, I'm not arguing with you. Yes?
I really don't understand your answer. In that we see that there were...
Everybody should have a one...